Good morning, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time of day that you are choosing to listen, I want to say welcome back and thank you once again for joining me for another episode of Is You Feeling Right Fine? And as I always say, you could have been chilling anywhere on this blessed internet, but you chose to come and hang with me, and that is not lost on me. So once again, I truly do thank you. We're on episode number six. We're on episode number six, and I can't believe that I've had this many episodes. Oh my gosh. And I've been getting a little bit of some positive feedback. So, you know, I just want to continue to do what it is I do. And if you enjoy it, you know, then I'm just going to keep doing it for as long as you'll have me. So yeah. So once again, thank you. Allergies, forgive me. So this episode is going to be a little bit different. Again, this is episode six, and the title of this episode is Just Get Back Up Again. So what I mean by it being a little bit different, typically how I like to open my episodes is, you know, I would have found some inspiration on the internet most times from something funny, you know, and I would use that title, and then I would tie the subject matter into that title and wrap it back around, you know, and talk about it that way. But this one, I thought about it and I've rewritten it out and I've gone over it in my head. And really what I want to do with this one is I just want to be a little bit of an encouragement for somebody. So let me explain. I've been watching the news, and now watching the news is nothing different or nothing new for me. I watch it like everybody does every day. I look for current events. I look to see what's going on in my local area, you know, just wanting to make sure things around me are going okay. And if it's something most times that's not affecting the people I love, I just kind of take it with a grain of salt. And I'm like, okay, you know, well, this is happening and this is going on. I get it, you know, and I just keep moving forward. And it's not that I didn't know of everything that was happening. But again, you know, it was always a quick glance, because in my mind, you know, I was always taught that, you know, you need to focus on the positive of things. And so, and that's a lot of what I talk about with this podcast, you know, focusing on the positive, finding that little light and all of the negativity, focusing on that positive and being able to move forward with that. But something was different. Now, unfortunately, you know, in looking at the news, nothing was different as far as like the types of news stories, but I don't know, like it hit me a little bit different while I was watching it. And I absorbed a lot more of it this time. And I'm just looking at everybody on video and on tape and everything that they're going through. And there is such a need for hope and happiness. There is so much anguish and so much pain, you know, that everybody just needs to know, you know, that there is a light out there, and it's kind of hard to see right now. And I understand exactly why. So many things. There's inflation affecting everything from the everyday food that you eat to the gas that you put in your car. I'm almost paying $5 a gallon for gas nowadays. And I noticed that the prices of things are steadily increasing. There's overwhelming amounts of debt. There's people who just want to have a roof over their heads and have some place, you know, safe to call home. There's a number of things, you know, and in most cases, it's kind of hard, you know, to tell somebody, you know, you need to focus on this and you need to focus on the positive, because, you know, they're in that place that they are. Life has literally knocked the wind out of them or knocked them down. And sometimes it can be such a stunning blow that sometimes you might feel like you can't move, at least not for a minute. And honestly, I'm like everybody else. I've had it happen to me. I know the majority of the times, you know, that people see me, transparent moment. The majority of time that people see me, I'm smiling, I'm laughing, I'm making jokes, you know, I'm making sure people around me are happy. And I like that. And it feels good, you know, to make other people feel good. But that doesn't mean that I don't experience heartache, you know. And for the first time, I think I finally, well, I'm not going to say for the first time. It's not the first time, but it is the first time in a long time that I've absorbed a lot of what is happening around me. And to kind of circle back around to what I was saying, like, you know, about life knocking the wind out of you. I've been there. I have been so stunned and so hardly hit by whatever life circumstances are that there were times that I was just like, I can't do this. I can't move. I don't want to do nothing. I just want to stay here. I just want to stay here because I don't see a ray of hope right now. And I say right now because one thing my dad told me a long time ago, and you'll hear me mention him again later on in this episode. One thing that he told me, and I never forgot it, is that things don't stay the same forever. Now, I'm sure that that's, you know, nothing so profound that somebody hasn't said it, you know, before. But yeah, nothing stays the same forever. And I think it's important to keep that in mind. But it will stay the same if you let it stay the same. And I don't say let it stay the same lightly. And when I use that phrase, I don't mean, you know, well, oh, if you want something, you know, to change, then just simply get up and do something different. And I understand that it's not always as easy and as simple as just being different or doing different, because sometimes it may take a little bit more than just saying or doing something different for one day. Your journey might require you to have like these steps that go very high for a while and then come down very low and then come back up. Your journey is unique to you. My journey is not going to be the same as yours. I may endure more hardships. I may endure less. You know, I may look at somebody who I think is right next to me and on the same journey as me, but they may have been through so many lows that they have fought back from, you know, that I don't see that. And so I can't say, you know, to anybody, well, you're here now, so you should never, you know, focus on anything else that's ever happened to you. You never will be affected by what's happened to you. You don't have any kind of trauma. You've made it. I can't say that. And that would be kind of arrogant and obnoxious for me to say or assume. But what I will say is this. You know, people say that you only live once. And I disagree with that. And forgive me if I've mentioned this in a previous episode. I don't believe that you only live once. I believe that you live every day that you open your eyes. Every day that you open your eyes and you wake up, you have another chance to do something different and to live life again. You know, I believe that you do die once, but you can live. You can live every day like you were supposed to live it. And I'm not saying that, you know, that one day you're gonna make this decision and you're gonna get up and everything is gonna be absolutely perfect. No. It's not. There are a few things that are perfect in this world. But I do believe that if you keep moving, then the only thing that can happen is progression. I think that if you keep your eyes forward, then the only thing that that can happen is that your journey continue and eventually you get to where you're supposed to be. It may not be at the time that you wanted to be. It may not be tomorrow. It may not be a year from now. It may not be 5 years from now, but if you keep moving, that is the thing. If you are knocked down, just get back up again. Get back up again. Figure out the rest later. Just get back up again. Make a decision in your mind to keep moving forward. I kind of liken it to, in dealing with a storm. And I want to mention this too, because earlier today I went to Starbucks, and when I went into Starbucks, there was a little bit of sunlight out. It was an overcast, but there was no rain. So I'm going in and I'm getting my coffee. I opened the door to come back out. When I tell you, the sky had completely opened up. I didn't have umbrella the first on me. And I had to sit right there and I had to wait it out. Either that or I was just going to get soaking wet. And I was just like, you know what? I think I'm going to wait a second. And I did. I waited a few minutes. But what happened was eventually that storm passed. And once it passed, I was able to get to my car and finish the rest of my journey throughout the day. I think that is the perfect analogy to life. And I know so many people have used it before, but it's the absolute truth. Storms will absolutely come, and you just have to weather them. They may come through. They may flood some stuff. They'll knock your power out for a little bit. They may even short out a TV or two. But the important thing is to know that eventually that storm is going to pass. Storm ain't going to stay in the same place forever. See, that storm is thinking like everybody else. It's got to progress. It's got to go somewhere else. So yeah, eventually it's going to pass. The thing is, how do you, or can you make up in your mind that I'm going to weather this and I'm going to get through it? Excuse me just a second. When I tell you my allergies, and I needed water, my allergies are acting up something awful. But yeah, the thing is, can you weather it and can you get through it? Because the bottom line is, life is always going to throw something at you. Life is always going to throw something at you. It's going to come to you in the form of obstacles like heartache, like what may seem like overwhelming financial debt, sadness. The list is absolutely infinite. And so what I'm saying to you is not to just, not to just ignore it and then go on with your day and say, okay, I'm not going to focus on that. I'm not going to focus on all these things that need to be worked on. And I'm just going to be feeling right fine. Yeah, I want you to feel right fine, but understand that you will have to endure a couple of storms and you will have to make your way through it, but you can do it. You absolutely can do it. And there may be things that you get hit with that may scar you emotionally. And some of those things you may never actually fully heal from, but you can learn how to function with them if you just make up in your mind to keep moving again, to just get back up again. I hear it so many times in boxing movies, big fan of the Rocky and Creed franchise. But I mean, it's not how many times you get hit, but how many times you get back up again and how many times you are willing to keep moving forward, because the only constant in life is change. And see, in my mind too, for every little bit of anguish, for every little bit of heartache and hurt and pain, on the other side of that, or the opposite of that, in my mind, exists. There's got to be happiness. There's got to be joy. There's got to be abundance. If one thing exists, another one exists. I believe that, and that is how I function. That is my reality. And so in my mind, if there is that little bit of happiness, abundance, or joy, and I can see it at the end of that tunnel, no matter how long that tunnel is, that is what I'm going to try my best to focus on. And I'm going to work all the days of my life to try to get to that point. Because that's what I deserve. I deserve happiness. I deserve abundance. I deserve joy. And so do each and every one of you. There's no reason why you should feel like you have to be stuck in a certain place. There's no reason for that. I don't know. I guess I'm still kind of thinking about, you know, a lot of the things that I've seen. And again, by no means am I saying ignore the bad. I'm not saying ignore the bad, because there is a lot of bad that goes on. But what I am saying is that it's not impossible to work through. I believe that it is. And again, if you weather that storm and you get back up again, you can do it. There was a poem, and I do believe I mentioned this in a previous episode, that my dad gave me when I was a kid. I was maybe 5 or 6 years old. I don't know who the author is, but the title of it is Don't Quit. And I remember one line from it the most. It said, "Rest if you must, but don't you quit." So if you got to sit still for a second, do that. If you got to catch your breath, do that. If you got to heal from something, do that. And by any means, do so. But just don't stay down. Don't stay down. You got too much living to do. And again, every time you open your eyes, you are living again and you have another chance to go out and do something different. So that is my word for today. That is my message for today. And I hope that, you know, whoever hears this and who might be going through something, I'm hoping that this was just a little bit of encouragement for you. Or if you know somebody that's going through something that could use a little bit of encouragement, please feel free to share this with them. Good or bad, I'm open to all feedback, because again, I want to keep moving forward. I want to progress. So once again, I see that I'm getting close to my time. I want to thank you for tuning in and for listening. I hope that you're feeling good on this feeling right fine. I hope that you are feeling right fine on this feeling right fine Friday or Saturday or any other day of the week that you happen to be listening to it. So once again, thank you for tuning in. You could have been chilling anywhere on this blessed internet, but you chose to come and hang with me. So for all things Catharsis the Poet, please check out my website, catharsisthepoet.com. And enjoy your weekend. We're going into Memorial Day weekend, so love on your family this weekend. Enjoy all the barbecues and things of that nature. And I will see you next time. Be blessed.